It's time once again for that gentleman with the cheap pocket watch and a bucket full of Chico sticks, coming to you directly from southern New Mexico, where the women are beautiful and the men are finely groomed. He's bringing back the nickel soda pop, and he's here right now because this is the Jason Kirkman Show.
Well, hello again, and welcome to the show. Today is certainly a beautiful day. Seth and I soon will be heading out to pilfer, so to speak, a few of the thrift stores in town. I'm hoping to find an old antique to hang on the wall or even sit in the corner, and I'm really hoping to find some vinyl to put on the old spinner later on this week. I just love the thrift stores. You never know what you can find. There's treasure in every one of them, all around America. We plan on picking up a frosty root beer to end the excursion, too. Seth loves his root beer, and so do I. Well, I hope you're making a few plans for your days off this week. Don't just sit on the couch. Get out and do something. But right now, it's time for me and you, right here, right now, to enjoy all the good times we have every week, right here on The Jason Kirkman Show.
Now that I love a girl and a ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, 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 ruby, ruby, how I want you. Like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Sometime, each time I see you, baby, my heart cries. It does, Ruby. I tell ya, I'm gonna steal you away from all those guys. I didn't want to. Whoa, from the happy day I met you now. I made a bet that I was going to get you now. Ruby, 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 will you be mine? Hear me talk.
That was Dion with Ruby Baby. Here's Don Cherry with Band of Gold.
I've never wanted wealth untold. My life has one design. Sail away to Araby, and other lands of mystery. But all the wonders that they see will never tempt me. Their memories will soon grow cold, but till the end of time, there'll be a little band of gold to prove that you are mine. Don't want the world to have at home, for fame is not my life. Just want a little band of gold to prove that you are
Here's Mr. Johnny Horton with All Grown Up.
Hey, Daddy, I'm all grown up.
Standing at your door, just like I've done before. You've changed so strange, you're all grown up. You wear those heels and hose, dressed up in your mama's clothes. Your hip, I'm flipped, you're all grown up. When I'm walking, talking to you all the time, makes me glad all over, honey. So glad you're mine. When you feel my touch, I'm loving you too much. You're right, so nice, you're all grown up. You threw away those candy bars, started gazing at the stars. Brand new, that's you, you're all grown up. And when your lips so fine start closing in on mine, more thrills, more chills, you're all grown up. When I'm walking, talking to you all the time, makes me glad all over, honey. So glad you're mine. When you feel my touch, I'm loving you too much. You're right, so nice, you're all grown up.
Did you ever notice that some people are just like clouds? It seems like when they go away, it turns into a brighter day. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
I'm happy-go-lucky, not a whole line gets me down. I like Chuck Taylor, them three I move. Sleeping, but I always get up just as soon as the moon says goodbye. So that's why I wear a stocking at night so the sun will get in my eyes. Well, I'm so glad we don't eat stamps anymore. Eat an ice, we don't have to slice bread. A truck can get me from point A to point B just as quick as you can say corn fed. I'm so happy that I met you. I'm so glad that we are friends. The way that God intends. Well, I'm tired and sick of politics, just like everybody else. Whatever happened to other people, by the people, and for the people, something about our commonwealth. I like caffeine and Dramamine, they make me feel divine. Every time I feel a little bizarre, well, a little more will do me just fine. Well, I like my ready, turn up real loud, and I drive them with the windows down. Female busy do is on the clothes or nothing, but tonight I don't go downtown. I'm so happy that I met you. Well,
small seconds, I really do have something to say. The whole reason that I'm having good luck, I get down on my knees and pray. When life turns its ugly head on me, I can just lean back and sigh. I've got nothing to worry about because I've been justified. Here we go.
Recently, authorities in Texas said that they arrested a man accused of including nearly a gram of meth with his bank deposit at a drive-up window. The Wichita County Sheriff's Office said Luis Fecu Kent, 73, of Electra, used a deposit tube at the First Bank in Wichita Falls at about 10:50 a.m. on April 9th to make a loan payment. The teller opened the tube and discovered cash, checks, and a folded piece of paper. She unfolded that piece of paper and discovered a small blue plastic baggie filled with a crystal-like white substance. She contacted a manager, and the baggie was locked in a desk drawer until deputies arrived to investigate. The substance inside the baggie, of course, weighed about 91 grams, and it tested positive for methamphetamines. He was arrested and booked into the Wichita County Jail on a charge of possession of a controlled substance. He was ordered held in lieu of $5,000 bail. An 18-year-old Bremerton, Washington woman made a similar error recently when she accidentally included a bag of meth in an envelope she used to make an ATM deposit. Police said a teller discovered the meth and then contacted the local investigators, who determined the substance tested positive for meth as well. Takes all kinds. You're listening to the Jason Kirkman Show.
I hear something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, whoa, whoa.
My work is so hard.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and thank you to everybody who sent me an email last week. I'm talking about the listeners of our newest affiliate, Radio Satellite 2. I got a number of emails from people who listen there outside of Paris, France. I appreciate it. It means a lot to me. Check out all the stations that carry the program by going to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. Send me an email. Let me know where you heard the Jason Kirkman Show. Don't forget to spend time with the ones you love this week, especially those children. You won't regret it, and they won't forget it.
You got a gal you love a Sunday, then you get another for Monday.
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You say you're always home alone. How come I can't get you on the phone?
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
All night long you're playing poker. Tell me, what's the name of that joker?
Ain't nobody's business but my own. I come over and say, here I am. Then I hear the back door slam.
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
Tell me you're in bed by 7, but your lights are on past 11.
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, you ain't so smart and you ain't good looking. How come you got so much cooking?
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
Whereabouts do you get those dollars?
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You always talk about settling down. When I bring a ring, you're not around.
Well, I'll be there the next time that you call. Well, let's not fuss and let's not fight.
I'm sick and tired of saying goodnight.
Well, let's make up and hold each other tight.
We both know we're birds of a feather. Let's go into business together. We can start a business of our own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business, nobody's business but our own. Nobody's business, nobody's business, nobody's business but our own.
He bought me a book on jogging. They write books on how to jog. How intellectually deprived do you have to be to not figure out how to jog? Where do you run into problems? Oh, gee, I'm skipping again. You know, honey, there's a lot more to this jogging than meets the eye. Are there people in America so dense they see runners on the horizon? How do they do that? There's got to be a book. And the book is thick. It means they fill it with information you'll never use. One whole chapter devoted to how to train for a marathon. I read the first line and looked at my wife and said, like, we'll ever live 26 miles from a donut shop. Why else would anybody run that far? Some information I used, what to do if you're ever out running and a dog chases you. That's right, that happens. And they tell you not to try to outrun the dog because the dog will catch you and bite you. So what you're supposed to do, it was when you hear the dog, you stop running, you turn around, you face the beast, point your finger at him so he knows you're talking to him. You don't want any confusion out there. You know, an armadillo can run by, then you got total chaos. After you point, you stomp your foot, you go, freeze! The loud voice is supposed to let the dog know you're the one in charge. Yeah. So I'm out jogging one morning, and trust me, this is the pace I jog at. I didn't want to break a sweat while I was out running because we know how annoying that could be. And I got in my zone, and you runners know what a zone is. That's where your thoughts become so focused on one thing, and I'm thinking glazed. I'm going to get a glazed. Give me a cinnamon roll and a buttery croissant. From my zone, I get awoken by this vicious sound. I stop running, and I turn around, coming down the street, full bore, with his teeth flared. These are teeth. Is this tiny little three-legged dog. Thing's missing his right front leg, and he is motoring. He's like... Well, perhaps I'm warped, but I thought it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. I couldn't get freeze out. I was laughing at him. I just pointing at him and spitting on myself. He kept coming. So anyway, got close enough to me. I got nervous. I let him have it. I went, freeze! And just like the book, the dog stopped and began to tip where the leg was missing. Poor thing, I could see it in his eyes. Oh, not again! And he hopped up right away and growled. I go, too late, man, you blew it. I was scared, I was, man, not no more. Why don't you come with me, I'll get you Krispy Kreme.
Slip into my Nikes and my sweats and I'm gone. Jogging. Between the thighs by my velveteen togs. I've been bit right on the buns by them Doberman dogs. I've had severe inflammation of my Achilles heel. Is this a way a healthy person's supposed to feel? I got muscle cramps, I got runner's knee. But no amount of suffering will ever stop me from jogging. I got jogging on the brain. A hurricane, I'm out pounding down the pavement. I'm a fool for pain. Jogging, jogging, jogging. I got fluorescent patches for running in the dark. I got a little can of mace for the muggers in the park. I've been fussed at and cussed at by people in their cars. I've been clotheslined, running blind in people's backyards.
If you haven't already, you'll be planning your family vacation for this summer very soon. I ask that you check out all we have to offer here in southern New Mexico. Go to alamogordo.com, coolcloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. I promise you, you're going to leave here wishing you lived here. There's so much to see and do. The Jason Kirkman Show is brought to you by todaysfullerbrush.com. Check them out. Since 1906, they have been an American tradition. Remember, to spend time with the ones you love in your life, especially those children. They're going to treasure every moment that you give them. I'm going to leave you with a great song, at least part of it. We're running a little short of time this week. It's Ricky Nelson with Just a Little Too Much. I'll see you next time on this fantastic station.
Sometimes I think I love you. I'm gonna scream and shout it. There ain't no doubt about it. That's why I love you like I do. Well, sometimes I think you kiss me, oh, just a little too much. You drive me crazy, baby, with your magic touch. You make me feel so good when the moon is shining bright, with our lips together, and you're squeezing me so tight. Well, I